This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America Tonight. Sad news from Washington is John McCain has an aggressive form of a brain tumor, goes under the knife for that. He was in the hospital for something else when they discovered it. It was a clot, a blood clot. So the diagnosis is serious. A lot of Democrats and Republicans standing by his side and saying he's a fighter, he will beat this and don't bet against him and whatnot. He was, if you add up the numbers, reelected again for another time, 6 years in that Senate seat. Republicans also wondering about the future of their lock on the numbers because of this McCain diagnosis. Speaking of diagnosis, we know this by now, the health bill is dead in the Senate as far as the Republicans' version of it are concerned. And with that in mind, the CBO comes out with a new estimate saying 30 million Americans would lose their health insurance by 2026 if Obamacare is repealed without a replacement. And a Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, planned to hold a vote for a straight repeal of the ACA next week after a bill to repeal and replace collapsed on Monday with the Republicans pretty much divided. Yeah, a house divided, a house of cards on this one. So just to give you some more gobbledygook on this, some numbers in other words, according to the CBO, which I will remind you all as a nonpartisan office, 17 million Americans will lose health insurance in 2018 with a repeal. Premiums on individual plans would rise 25% next year and double by 2026. The president told 49 Republican senators at a White House lunch on Wednesday that he wanted more than a straight repeal. He kept saying, we're close, we're very close. He demanded that the lawmakers keep their campaign promises to repeal and replace Obamacare and find a new approach. After the lunch, McConnell said he's going to go ahead with a vote early next week to begin debate on a repeal of the ACA, despite indications it will fail after the defections on Tuesday of at least three Republican senators. Democrats are united in opposition to the repeal. McConnell can only lose two votes from the Republicans in the 52-48 majority in the 100-seat Senate to pass health care legislation. So unless something changes dramatically and there is some time, you know, conversations, that's what it's about, who knows? But it's pretty much dead. We knew this heading into it, because it's about the numbers, right? It's about the numbers. That's it, right? And speaking of the numbers, there are some interesting numbers when it comes to the what the Wall Street Journal is saying the U.S. military is leasing in Trump Tower. They're saying the military is leasing the Trump Tower, a Trump Tower office, for $130,000 a month. Wouldn't it be great to have a spare $130,000 laying around? So that's what they shell out. And that's where he has yet to spend a night, Trump, since he's become president. But these lease documents from the General Service Administration, of course, they're public record, they say it was signed a $2.39 million nearly 18-month lease to rent a 3,400 square foot space in the tower where the president and first lady Melania and son Barron live. That at that price, the space is the most expensive in the tower. The runner-up top dollar listing in Manhattan is $50,000 a month. The White House military office, separate from the Secret Service, provides service that the president must have access to because of, by law, of course, including medical, food, transportation, communication services, and also the nuclear football, if the president needs it, would be held there, too. So the name of the property owner is redacted on the contract. The GSA lease inventory lists the owner of the space in Trump Tower as Joel Anderson, a businessman originally from Alabama and a neighbor of Trump's in the building. Boy, that's interesting, isn't it? $130K. Wow, he's not even living there. Now, that is wasteful. Renting out property to the government, 260% of the going rate in a very costly real estate area. Good for the press, right? Because that would be where you would think he could spend some time. So they're going to, of course, go there versus where. That's the other part of the problem you have in Manhattan. So while all of this is going on, the president blasts Mueller and Comey in a New York Times interview. Let me tell you about this interview in case you didn't see it. It was a huge interview that dumped on Wednesday that really kind of rocked D.C. and up and down the East Coast. Trump told the Times that he would never have nominated Jeff Sessions as the country's top cop if he had known he would recuse himself from the Russia investigation. He said Sessions should have never done that. If he was going to do that, he should have told me before he took the job and I would have picked someone else. That recusal led to the appointment of the special counsel, Robert Mueller, to head the investigation into whether Russia attempted to influence the presidential election. The investigation is expected to look into whether the president's son, Don Trump Jr., acted improperly in meeting with a Russian lawyer during the campaign who said she had dirt on Hillary Clinton. So that's one angle of that. And the president said, listen, Jeff Sessions gave some bad answers. He gave answers that were simple questions and should have had simple answers, but they weren't. So he criticized him for the testimony he gave during his confirmation hearing. Sessions told the panel he had not met with any Russians during the campaign, even though he had met twice with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kiss of Death Kislyak, because he's been the kiss of death for this administration. So also in the Times article, Trump was critical of James Comey, the former FBI director. Remember, he booted him in May, saying Comey tried to use a fake dossier on Trump to hold his job. He said, in my opinion, he shared it, so I would think he had it out there. And he said, when he brought it to me, I said, this is really made up of junk. I didn't think anything about it. I just thought about the man. This is such a phony deal. Comey later said he shared the information privately with Trump after his election because the document had been circulating. The gray lady strikes again. Pretty interesting. Hang with us. If you want to be out the door, never make a pledge that won't go wild.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Oh, spike my brain. Oh, spike my brain. Where's my champagne?
I like that little ditty. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So to re-rack here, John McCain with a brain tumor, very aggressive type. And then you got the Prez throwing a lot of shade on Jeff Sessions especially. How does he stay in that gig with what he had to say in the New York Times? Big stuff. The health care vote for the Senate, not going anywhere. The numbers aren't there. Although try as they will, that gets thrown up. I don't see anything changing. O.J. Simpson in the news again because he's got a hearing, a parole hearing, 1 o'clock Eastern. Television networks are going to interrupt the presidency, anything else that's going on, to revisit something that really captivated a nation for too long of a time, in my opinion. All of them are going to be there at a parole hearing at a Nevada prison. He's looking to get out after more than 8 years locked up for armed robbery and assault. CBS is live streaming the hearing on its digital news affiliates. Simpson's trial in California for the 94 murders of his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman was a television obsession, a must-watch TV deal for how long? For more than 2 decades. So he was acquitted, but he was imprisoned for trying to steal sports collectibles the second time around. And then interest was revived with the FX miniseries that I mentioned, The People versus O.J. Simpson, and the documentary on ESPN, O.J. Made in America. And who knows where that goes? We will have to wait and see, taking that, once again, taking that pose, striking that pose, that that is what happens. You can predict parole. You can't predict parole boards, except for that it would almost make no sense to keep him locked up based on what happened. And, of course, based on the fact of just flat-out room in prison. So the parole bid, will it be derailed or no? Does he get out? That's going to be the question that's going to loom everywhere tomorrow. A lot of conversation already about it, and that conversation will continue, definitely. A lot of people complaining about the heat everywhere. In the Big Apple, they're complaining big time, 90-plus degree temperatures, the heat index where it feels like 100. And when you get 3 or 4 days in a row like that, you get some angry New Yorkers. So they're waiting for that mercury to dip. Join the party. How about the rest of us? We certainly understand that's part of the whole summertime deal, right? In most places, we are sweating. There is sweltering heat. There are exceptions. Alaska, of course, being one of them. Some of the other regions where you may enjoy cooler temperatures, may, it depends. Like in Michigan, some places in the Midwest, you get lucky, and it's not quite as hot as what we feel in other places in the United States. My favorite is when people try to classify heat. You know, you grew up in a certain kind of area, and then you say you're going to the desert, and they say, oh, well, it's a dry heat. It's a dry heat. Or you go to some place where it's kind of swampy. Oh, it's, people complain about the humidity, but it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Just because your whole neck and body is sweating, it's not that bad. It's, nobody likes it, right? Nobody likes it. And it is the common denominator. There are just certain things we all talk about, and weather is definitely one of them. Weather, kids, dogs, absolutely. You pull up to Philip, and somebody's talking about the weather. At least I know that's happened to me. It seems like any conversation, whether it's on an elevator, lately too, on an elevator, filling up, any of that, it seems to turn toward the weather. And when the weather is extreme, of course, that conversation makes sense. If you're getting smashed with tsunamis and horrific, meaning I'm exaggerating, but horrible rainstorms, that's going to be the conversation, whatever the extreme is. I don't know, is this extreme? There is a Florida school district that is eliminating traditional homework for all elementary school students this year, instead asking that they read for 20 minutes each night. Wow. The new policy kicks in when the students return to school, and it's in Florida's Marion County. It's this ongoing debate over the benefits and drawbacks of homework, especially for younger students. Now, this policy won't apply to students in middle school and high school. The new superintendent for this county school district said she made the policy based on research showing that reading boosts academic performance for younger students, while traditional homework might not, that this is a better alternative. Isn't that interesting? You know, there's some that, there's a Duke University psychology professor, his name is Harris Cooper, who said he found evidence of a positive correlation between homework and student achievement, but the correlation was strongest for students in 7th through 12th, and that for younger students, there was a weak relationship between homework and performance. So he said that he said last year that he recommends a small amount of homework for young students, but there are other education experts that are pushing for the no homework policies. Be interesting to see, and we will, at the end of the school year, be fun to have somebody on and see, because a lot of people will be watching, to see if it works. If it works, then they've stumbled onto something. But the numbers would have to be pretty convincing. It's not a bad idea, right? Certainly not for the middle school or the high school, and they're not doing that. So for the younger students, it could be excellent, encouraging the reading and teaching them how to learn, perhaps, in a stronger way. That makes sense to me. It makes sense to me because, of course, the better you are with vocabulary, words, all of that, understanding, I would think that could lead to strengthening everything else around it. It to me, it makes complete sense that the one would correlate to the, you know, to the other. Definitely. This is a quick follow-up because we did the story last week and I got a ton of email on this very thing. But Kermit the Frog, you know, the actor who was Kermit forever, was fired because of unacceptable business conduct. And Matt Vogel is replacing Steve Whitmire as the voice of Kermit the Frog. Whitmire said he had been fired back in October and said that their decision to part ways was a result of his business. What specifics are is that Whitmire shared a blog post hinting his devotion to maintaining Jim Henson's legacy led to the decision. He confirms it in an interview with The Hollywood Reporter where he attributed his firing to a union disagreement. That's what it is. And the first issue was with a small group of top creative people during the ABC miniseries. He said he'd been outspoken about what's best for the Muppets since the Muppets came to Disney. But, you know, Kermit, of course, was originally voiced by Henson until his death in 1990. Whitmire, who had been working in some capacity with the Muppets since 1978, took over then at that point. And the Muppet Studio is not releasing any response to any of this. He was there for a very, very long time. And obviously, there was probably more to this story. And that's why this is being shut down in a couple of different areas on both sides because, you know, you want to make sure if you're going to go hard and fast, you want to make sure you can really line up that evidence, if you know what I mean. And it is the court of public opinion, and people move on, and now there's a new voice. We'll see how that goes. Forbes Books at Bedtime next.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ed Buttes is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebin.com. That's brightsidebin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
We're pleased to welcome to the show Forbes Books at Bedtime, Renee Tyak. And she's with Capital Plus, right?
That's correct.
And I like her already because she's from Columbus, Ohio. And I spent a lot of time, Greg, in Columbus, Ohio. I'm trying to think, White Castles. They were my favorite crummy meals.
Really?
Yeah. A night out in the town.
White Castle created in Columbus?
It is. It's really? Home base is Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. You know, with the onions on the burger.
Little pickle thing, right?
Yeah. But she's not about pickles and White Castle.
She's about Capital.
Yeah, she's about Capital.
And I'm much more interested in Capital, Renee, frankly, than I am in White Castle.
Yeah, good. I can talk more about Capital than I can White Castle.
Yeah, tell us about what Capital Plus zeroes in on.
Yeah, Capital Plus is a family-owned business, a boutique lender in Columbus, Ohio. Been in business 25 years, and our core competencies, our specialty, is factoring, which is receivable financing and management. Which at surface level, seems a little boring. I can see eyes glazing over.
The opposite. But I suspect there are some people listening that are not familiar with the term factoring. So let's go real basic and explain it.
Sure. So factoring, what we do, essentially, I'll tell the story, is imagine a small business owner who has invoices and an opportunity to grow their business. We do everything from help those business owners set credit terms with new clients, to manage the invoices. We'll call on invoices and say, you know, are you missing any supporting documentation? If so, we help provide it. We help reduce the time it takes for those business owners to collect on invoices.
So everybody loves you because you're about getting paid.
They love us because we become back office support.
Yes.
We become an extension of their business.
Yes.
And then when and if they need it, they have the option to take advances on any invoices that are current. So we also provide access to capital.
Wow.
Right.
And the reason you can give those advances on invoices that are due is because you now have a history of them and you have a sense of...
Correct.
You know who they are, how their cash flow works, and so it's a...
Correct.
It's a low risk for you because of the relationship.
Correct. It's a working relationship.
Yeah, it's a working relationship.
Versus a traditional factoring facility, which is strictly buying receivables.
Right.
We are the boutique service provider that also offers access to capital.
So is that set of relationships with clients versus traditional factoring, is that unusual?
It is. It's a differentiating factor for us. Yes, and it's why we've lasted 25 years, why we've weathered storms. Over 50% of our client base has been with us over 15 years, which is unheard of. In factoring, traditionally, it's a short-term solution.
Right.
And we do service clients like that, where we provide a very specific short-term access to capital line of credit, and then we help them graduate into lower-cost capital markets. We help them secure a business, an SBA loan. We help them move into other sources of financing if our services are no longer needed.
So I'm just guessing, Renee.
Sure.
Because you're sitting here in front of me, that you did not start this company 25 years ago.
No, that's correct. My father started the business. Yeah.
So you were a young girl growing up in a family where this was your father's business. And by the way, we're talking with Renee Tyak, rhymes with kayak, Capital Plus. The website is capplus.com. So you're a young girl and you're watching your father start and build this business.
Yeah.
And at some point, you decided you would go into business with him. What was that like?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, my father is a West Point grad, and he's a Cornell MBA grad. So
wow.
I grew up...
So high achievement expectations?
Yes, absolutely. And he was a top exec with Emerson. So we moved around as Emerson would buy companies, and he would go in as president. His latest appointment was with Liebert Corporation in Columbus, Ohio. When he finished his term with Liebert, the next move would have been St. Louis. So he retired from Emerson and took a year off to determine what he wanted to do. And he started Capital Plus really as a vehicle to identify businesses that he could go fund and help grow.
What a prospect.
So he has a real passion for helping businesses get to the next level. When I joined the company, well, let me backtrack. When I graduated from college, I graduated with a degree in French and a minor in English. He was. In fact, I really wanted to do a year of study in Paris at the Sorbonne, which I did, but he demanded that I add global economics at Sciences Po as well. Thank God he did, because, you know, I ended up graduating with a good understanding of business and global economics. But come full circle, I have always had a passion for helping the entrepreneur access capital, because I've been in lending at banking institutions. I've also been the borrower as a business owner.
Wow.
And so I bring to the table a unique understanding of when you go to the bank and the bank may say no, or you're looking to obtain VC funds, or you even want to try a crowdfunding campaign. It's daunting when you're sitting on that side of the table. And many times, whether you get a decline or a no, we can't help you today, it doesn't come with an explanation of these are your ratios. This is what you need to accomplish. So Capital Plus also adds that factor in. We really do a lot of hand-holding. Many of our clients come to us for a specific need. We'll help them understand the ratios and help them understand what they need to accomplish in order to access lower-cost sources of money.
So as far as your clients are concerned, it sounds like they run the gamut, but is there a particular industry that you seem to be drawing a lot of people from?
We will handle any industry with the exception of medical or construction. Now, I find great success with startups, emerging companies, because they're too young for traditional financing and they also need the back office support.
Right.
We provide huge customer service for those emerging businesses. And then once they grow to a certain level, they may bring someone into their office to handle those duties.
How do you determine who's the right client for you, though? Because as much as I love what you're saying, saying about people getting no's and not understanding that and then emerging. So you're taking some risks, I would assume. How do you evaluate that?
Well, first of all, they have to have commercial receivables. Secondarily, we look closely at the management team and what are their objectives here. Is this a Band-Aid that we're putting on a gaping wound? Or is this...
You're going to get infected too.
Yes, exactly. Or is this an opportunity to help someone mitigate seasonal downturn or slow sales period or take advantage of an opportunity?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And,
that,
you know, there are a lot of predatory lenders out there that will put the Band-Aid on, take their fee, and, you know, make their profit.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yes, exactly.
I have to ask, you said that you'll serve any industry except medical and construction.
Correct.
Why not medical and construction?
Specific to receivables, you run into lien problems with construction. And with medical, you run into regulatory challenges. And so, for example, if you're working with a medical company, you'll typically need to be HIPAA certified if you're going to be dealing with their receivables.
Gotcha.
Lots of red tape there.
Yeah. What about women-owned businesses? Are you finding that you're trying to lend a hand, so to speak, there?
Yes. Women-owned businesses are a great market for us, primarily because of the service component. And women-owned businesses are known for bootstrapping. This product, what we do at Capital Plus, really allows women-owned businesses to take control of their cash flow versus letting someone else run it. This allows a woman-owned business to bootstrap the way that they do so well and then also access their own cash via advances when and if they're ready. And furthermore, the business owner takes control of the fees associated with it because you can take an advance anytime that the invoice is current and fees apply from the advance date. So you don't take an advance on the invoice that you just submit. You take something that may be 21 days in and you pay 1% for 10 days, roughly. The cost of capital can be anywhere from 1.5 to 3% for 30 days.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm wondering, if you're in this business and you're helping some of these women, as you say, bootstrapping, et cetera, even at your young age, there has to be a moment, because if I were in your shoes where, I helped someone and that company skyrocketed or they've made 40, 50% profits over what they initially thought they were this quarter, that quarter, I know you must have the passion for this. So what would be your home run story?
Yes. Oh, well, thank you for the comment on my age. I'm actually older than I look, but
we're
I'll take the props there. So I have a lot of really great moments because I really get invested with my clients and I'm there through the process and it's just so energizing. That's the why I get up. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, having been the borrower and the lender, for me, I've been in both situations, and so I really do get passionate about helping businesses achieve this success. So one great success story is we have a company that's a multimedia design firm who came to us as a startup over 15 years ago, and his first venture failed with us, and we helped him through the closing.
When you say with us, does that mean you lost money when
We did not. We were able to collect on all of the receivables, but he had to close his doors. He came to us with his second venture and said, I'm going to try it again. I've learned from my mistakes. Here we go. Well, we just graduated him into a $500,000 loan facility with a traditional finance company, and he's been in business now for over 10 years, and he's doing upwards of $2 million in revenues. So we helped him navigate the first failure, move into the next. I mean, we all have our mistakes and our failures.
Startups in particular, I mean, if you haven't failed a few times, you haven't started.
Right. So he's a great success story. I'm really proud to have worked with him. On another level, we have companies, for example, I have a baker in Columbus who's just wonderful, and he does a couple million in revenues on an annual basis, and he utilizes us for everything from, he writes his little paper invoices and brings them a stack to us, and he's been a client for 23 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And he only advances during the slow period.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just, it's really great. And, you know, I have a couple of my team members who have been with us since my dad established the business. And there have been times where they've said, what are we doing? I'm in a humdrum. I need some motivation. And I'll pull out a client profile and say, look at this company has been with us for over 15 years. We have helped them make payroll or grow or address a challenge, and they have employed people in our neighborhoods, in our city.
You're like George Bailey.
I mean, you really feel the pulse of what you're doing when you take it down to the
real people.
It's real people employing real,
their lives work.
Real people. I love it. Perfect place to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Forbes Books at Bedtime. Thank you so much, Renee Tyak. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Interesting times of what we're talking about here in this country in this edition of For Your Health. Autism, in fact, there's a new character on Sesame Street that has autism, which I think is great because so many people are living with autism, dealing with autism, and the more we understand, the better. We have Paul Loudon with us. He's got a new book out called Behind the Locked Door, Understanding My Life as an Autistic. Author of this new book, Paul Loudon, understands personally what this is like as an autistic adult. So, Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
All right, so let's go back to the beginning and realizing and understanding autism and wanting to share your story. First of all, what made you want to share your story?
It sort of happened by chance. It started as the person I was working with to help improve my symptoms and my situation. She had a radio show, and she invited me in as a guest with the intent to trick me into co-hosting it with her, which led to me learning and practicing talking about it. And then it just sort of became a realization that I was more verbal than a lot of us on the spectrum and more able to explain things than a lot of us on the spectrum. And so it became clear that this was just something that I had an opportunity to do. I was in the right situation, and I really wanted to try to help people understand better some of the things we struggle with.
Yeah, so when you were a kid, when were you diagnosed with autism?
I was diagnosed at 23, so not a kid
at all. Wow. Yeah, not a kid. Yeah. So that means your family, so growing up, did you realize something was different? Did they realize something was different? I mean, that had to be difficult.
So a variety of factors played into my late diagnosis. One, I'm 34 now, so it was a decent amount of time ago. I was born in 1983. By the time I was, you know, an adolescent, it was more of the ADD craze, and I did get diagnosed with that. Before that, though, we also moved around a lot. My dad worked in oil, so we were overseas and then back in the U.S. and then overseas again and back in the U.S. And so while I was struggling with social things and a variety of other things, there was always that element of, well, you know, he's just left all of his friends behind and he's having to make new friends and meet new people and get used to living in a house with a wall around it or whatever. You know, there was always those elements. So it wasn't really until high school when we settled back in the States, and particularly when I left to try to go to college and things started falling apart, that we realized that something was seriously wrong and just how seriously wrong it was. And then fortunately enough, at about 21 or 22, I stumbled across an article about autism and particular Asperger's. And from reading that article, it gave me inspiration to go and consult with a neuropsychologist and seek diagnosis.
And what did the neuropsychologist tell you about the spectrum and Asperger's and all of that?
Honestly, not much. What I worked with her on was just the testing. So go in, parents go in and talk about her history. I take a variety of tests. Some of them are standard IQ tests, things like that. Other ones are ones focused more on autism. And then I got a diagnosis in the mail just telling me, you've got Asperger's. And from there, it was largely about research on my own, trying to learn more about it, read about other people's experiences with it, and try to spend a lot of time learning about myself and how I experience the world.
So in finding that diagnosis out, getting that in the mail, Asperger's, like you said, finding out more about yourself, what are the things that you have to battle as somebody who has Asperger's?
Well, first, I do prefer to just say I have autism now because the Asperger's diagnosis has been removed in the latest edition of the DSM, and I feel that's generally for the better in helping people recognize that it is one disorder and that those of us who may be higher functioning still often have significant challenges. I have severe challenges with self-management and motivation. I have a hard time upkeeping my living space, regularly paying bills. I regularly lost jobs just because I was a very extremely literal person, and so I actually read the employee handbook, and I would contradict my boss on things when he got things wrong, and that, you know, technically correct is not the good kind of correct, despite what Futurama may say. So there were a lot of issues all along the way, and so between that, some comorbid conditions, I have gut issues and things like that. I have sensory issues in particular relating to sound. So I've got a whole range of symptoms that provide me with struggles in day-to-day life.
You talk about communication. What parts of communication are challenging for people with autism?
One of the big things is that with autism, we're typically seen by people who don't have autism as missing a lot of things, that we don't pick up on, you know, facial expressions, body language, tone of voice. But we also tend to not use that as much ourselves, and we often feel that other people are missing carefully chosen words or very clear to us statements. And so it's sort of a two-way street where we communicate in a different way than the people around us do in many cases, but it's a situation where if we're in a room full of autistic people, support group or whatever, we often find that we feel pretty comfortable because the people around us communicate like we do. So a lot of times it's the implied communication, be it something like sarcasm or tone of voice or something like, you know, gee, that garbage can sure looks full, meaning would you mind taking out the garbage without actually saying it? And so there's a whole host of things that we tend to miss in communication, but we also feel like people misinterpret our communication in ways that we find surprising. For example, I might say, I don't like McDonald's hamburgers. Now, to a typical person, that means the same thing as I dislike McDonald's hamburgers, but I might just mean it as saying, you know, I'll eat them, but they aren't on my list of things I actively seek out. You know, it's not a dislike, it's just also not a like. So I might be extremely technical in how I say things that people don't get, and that can often lead to someone being insulted or interpreting a statement as more negative than it is. And so there's a lot of conflicts of communication that benefit from both sides understanding that the other side communicates differently.
Oh, so agree with that. Powerful what you just said. What kind of advice would you offer up to parents to understand a little bit better a child who is autistic? Because, I mean, we know that that's a big struggle.
One of the biggest pieces of advice I give is that if they're communicating at all, be it verbal, be it nonverbal, such as actions or even just random sounds, place as much trust as you can in them, even if it doesn't make any sense to you. If they say, you know, that hurts, don't say, oh, come on, it's just a little, because sensory issues mean that it could feel a lot more severe to them in terms of hurting or being bright or being loud than it does to you. And so a lot of times you run into this situation where as you experience things, people keep telling you, oh, it's not a big deal, or I believe you can do it, and then you fail at it. You start to lose faith in your own decision-making process. It can be hard to trust yourself when no one around you trusts you. So wherever you can, trust their experiences and try to solve problems in ways that validate their expression of what they experienced with that problem.
Yeah, again, great advice. So you know this, the FDA is trying to find some insight from people with autism, so you would be one of those people. And given that, what would you tell them about treatments? And you've been talking about it, what you've done yourself, but what kind of treatments would you say the FDA should look at?
You know, one of the things that has helped me personally the most, I struggled a lot with depression, and when I finally found the right medication for my depression, it also helped with my anxiety somewhat. And I discovered that a lot of times I was spending 10, 20, 30% of my energy on managing anxiety, which meant that I only had 70% on dealing with additional stuff from autism, and then additional stuff from autism would increase my anxiety, making it even harder. And so as I got my anxiety under control, my ability to deal with some of my autism struggles, things that would normally bother me dramatically, like if someone at a nearby table had their children watching videos without headphones, it used to make me so tense and so stressed that I'd be doing everything to get out of the restaurant as soon as I can. I'd be like, okay, I want to pay my bill, I want to leave, I need to get someplace more in my control. And now it's just sort of like, eh, it happens. So I found that a lot of times what helps, and I've heard this from other people, is treating not the autism, but the other conditions that often go along with it. You know, if they have gut issues, finding out if a dietary solution can help with that, pay attention to nutrition issues, pay attention to any other comorbid symptoms. Seizures are common in individuals with autism, subclinical seizures, so you don't even see them happening, but they can cause someone to appear to, you know, lose the idea mid-sentence and stare off into the distance or whatever, where it's the brain has a seizure internally that doesn't show up as the stereotypical physical expression of a seizure that a lot of people think of. So there's a lot of comorbid conditions with autism, and I think that, you know, while we don't really have a good idea for medications to treat autism itself, there's a lot that goes along with it that we can treat that can really help people struggling with autism be more comfortable and then better able to interact with their therapists, their therapy, their family, their educators, anyone around them in more positive and constructive ways.
All right, great place to end this. Great stuff. Paul Loudon, the book is Behind the Locked Door, Understanding My Life as an Autistic. Pick it up. I'm assuming, Paul, people can get it on Amazon, right?
Absolutely. People can get it on Amazon or loudononautism.com to find out more about me and see some of my videos and blog posts.
Great. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.